Welcome to the Church Apps Podcast. Free software built by the church for the church. Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Michael, and today I have a special guest joining me, Terry Bird, who's our Director of Outreach at Church Apps and also helps on the support team and talks to churches every single day about how they use these tools. Terry, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
So today we're talking about something that trips up almost every church that uses church apps, and that's the difference between groups and teams. Terry, how often does this come up in support?
Honestly, it comes up all the time. It's probably the number one source of confusion we see. Churches set up groups when they should have set up a team, or they try to use teams to do what groups do, and then they wonder why things aren't working the way they expected.
So let's just settle this once and for all. What's a group?
A group is how you organize and communicate with people. Think Sunday school class, small groups, men's ministry, women's ministry, a recovery group, any collection of people that you want to stay connected and communicate with. You put them in a group, and then you can email them, text them, track attendance, manage a roster. That's what groups is for. It's about people and communication.
And what's a team?
A team is about scheduling volunteers for specific services. So if you have a worship team, a greeting team, a kids ministry team, those are teams. Every week, you're building a service plan. You're assigning people to specific roles. They get notified when they're scheduled, and they can accept or decline. That's all in the serving section of church apps, and that's where teams live.
So the biggest thing to understand is that groups is under people and then groups in the B1 admin. Teams is under serving. They're two completely different sections of the app.
Exactly. And that's the key. If you're looking for teams and you're in the group section, you're not going to find it. Teams are part of your service planning workflow. They show up when you're building your Sunday school schedule.
Give me a real example. Walk me through it.
Sure. Let's say you have a worship band. You might have a worship small group, people who gather weekly to pray together and grow spiritually. That's a group. But you also have a worship team, the volunteers who are scheduled to play on Sunday morning. Two different things, two different tools. The people might even overlap, but they serve completely different purposes.
And I think that's where the confusion really hits. Same people, different tools.
That's right. And when churches understand that separation, everything clicks. Groups is your community and communication layer. Teams is your volunteer scheduling and service planning layer.
So if a church comes to you and says, hey, I set up a kids ministry group, but I can't figure out how to schedule my volunteers, what do you tell them?
I tell them the group is great for communicating with your whole kids ministry, sending a newsletter, tracking who's enrolled, taking attendance in class. But to schedule your Sunday volunteers, you need to go into serving and set up a kids ministry team. That's where you assign people to roles, build your service plan, and send schedule notifications.
And Church Apps makes it easy to move between the two?
It does. And you can actually have the same person in both. They're in your kids ministry group for communication, and they're on your kids ministry team for scheduling. The system handles both.
Terry, what's the other thing churches get wrong here?
The other big one is trying to use groups as a volunteer management tool. They'll create a group called Sound Team and try to track availability and scheduling inside the group. And groups are just not built for that. That's what serving and teams are for. Once they make that switch, suddenly everything that felt clunky just worked.
So the short version, groups equals people and communication, teams equals scheduling and service planning.
That's it. Write that down.
All right, will do. So our try it this week is, well, Terry, walk us through it.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Log into your B1 account and go to groups. Look at what you've got set up in there. Ask yourself, is this a communication group or am I trying to use it for scheduling? If it's scheduling, head over to the serving section and look at teams. Set up one team this week for a ministry that does scheduling. For instance, your worship team, your greeting team, wherever you've got volunteers rotating. Get them in a team, build a simple service plan, and send one schedule notification. That's it. One team, one schedule, one send. See how it feels. If you need help, go to support.churchapps.org. All the guides are right there.
And if you're not sure which one to use, just email us at support@churchapps.org, and Terry and his team will point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. We love helping churches get this set up right. Once it clicks, it saves so much time every single week.
Terry, thanks for being here. This was really helpful.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Happy to do it again.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. If this has helped clear things up, share it with whoever sets up volunteers at your church. They'll thank you. We'll see you next time on the Church Apps Podcast.